let me add my welcome to Brendan. My name is James, one of the ministers here at Earlwood. I've had the privilege of having your kids this week. It's been an absolute joy. It's a real shame, Logan, though. You missed the drama again, buddy. Happens every week. Ugh. Well, I'm glad that you're here for the talk, at least. Do you guys remember the game Following the Leader? We've been playing it a lot this week. It's a very simple game. If the leader puts their hands on their heads, everyone else puts their hands on their heads. If the leader puts their hands on their shoulders, everyone else does so before you call swap and a new leader comes up the front. Well, we've been playing that game all week and we've invented a new song to sing as we're playing these games or just walking out together. It goes like this. Excuse my horrible singing, but you're going to get used to it. It goes like this. Following our Savior, our Savior, our Savior. Following our Savior, and with him we will go. Now the kids, they're pretty sick of hearing that. But the rest of you, that's the first time. It won't be the last, don't you worry. This week at Holiday Club, we've been talking a lot about following Jesus, our Savior. As we look at the Apostle Paul, as he followed Jesus in the book of Acts. He followed Jesus in the good and in the bad. Well, this morning, we're going to be thinking about how we too can follow Jesus. But I need your help, all right? Every time I say following our Savior, we're going to get into that song together, all right? Let's give it a practice, okay? Following our Savior. Following our Savior, our Savior, our Savior. Following our Savior, and with him we will go. All right, good warm-up. We'll see how we go a bit later. I have three questions for us to ask as we're looking at following Jesus. If you have an outline there, it's there as well, printed. The first one is this: who do we follow? Then why do we follow? And finally, when do we follow? Let's start off by looking at who do we follow. Now, there's lots of different people we can follow in life. We can follow our friends at school. We can follow our parents at home. We can even follow our favorite YouTuber online. Apparently, that's what all the kids are into these days. But just because someone is older than us, it doesn't mean we should follow them. It doesn't mean that they're walking in the right direction. When I was young, I did exactly what my best friend did. His name was Ty. If he rode his bike to school, I rode my bike to school. If he got his hair cut, I got my hair cut. If he talked in class, I talked in class. It got so bad one day that my mum asked me, if Ty jumped off a bridge, would you do so? Now, after careful consideration, I asked, how tall is this bridge? And why did he jump off? She had a point, though. Do you know what? Sometimes following Ty actually got me in a lot of trouble. He didn't always go the right way. Now, Christian people have someone else that they follow. His name is Jesus. He was a guy born 2,000 years ago, but he wasn't just any kind of guy. He was God in the flesh. We read about him in this book, the Bible. There were lots of people who followed Jesus, but there was a bunch of people who didn't. There's actually some who hated him. They hated him so much that they wanted him dead. In fact, they did kill him, and they crucified Jesus on the cross. Now, this is what we remember at Easter time when Jesus died on a cross. But after 3 days again, he came back to life, showing everyone that he was God. He then went up into heaven where he is today. One of the people who didn't follow Jesus was a guy named Saul. And he didn't want anyone else to do. He didn't want them to follow either. So he went to a town called Damascus to kill some of the followers of Jesus. But on his way, as we've been able to see, God spoke to him. He was blinded as a voice came from above. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Saul was amazed. So amazed that he decided then and there that he was going to start following Jesus. And then he changed his name to Paul. And Paul figured out that the best thing to do is to start following our Savior. Following our Savior, our Savior, our Savior. Following our Savior, and with him we will go. Starting to warm it up. This is good. Second question, why do we follow? We've seen who do we follow? It's Jesus. Why do we follow him? When I was following my friend Ty, I did it because I thought he was really cool. He was so cool that practically everyone in my year wanted to follow him. So do Christians do the same? Do they follow Jesus because he's really cool? Because he's really hip? He's really awesome? Well, not really. Christians follow Jesus because he is God. You see, God made every single one of us. Imagine one day I'm meeting someone, maybe you meet them hopping onto a bus or a train, and they tell you that they are the maker of Fortnite. They are the person who made Fortnite. You'd be sitting next to them going, wow, you did that? Maybe you go over their house and as they tell you instructions about the best thing to do, you would follow them, wouldn't you? Because they made the game, they know it better than anyone else. Well, so it is with Jesus. We follow him because he made us, so he knows what is best for us. Later in the book of Acts, Paul wanted to tell lots of people about how they too could follow Jesus. And they were in a place, it was a big hill. It's got a fancy name, it's called the Areopagus. Everyone met together on this one big hill to talk about the latest theory they had about God. They wanted to know who God is. And Paul started turning up and he was listening to them. And he told them that he knew God, that he knew the God who created them, the God who made them. He said that the God of the Bible made the world and everything in it. Therefore, if Jesus was their maker, it makes sense that these people should follow him. Now, some people did, but some people didn't. But friends, Jesus didn't just make us. He died for us to take away our sin. And Jesus knew that the biggest problem in the world was our sin. What is sin, you might ask? The Bible says that sin is when we ignore God, when we live life our own way, where we make ourselves the boss. And everyone does this, whether small or tall, old or young, every single person has sinned. Therefore, all people will die. But the great news of Jesus is that there's a way of getting rid of our sin, of taking it away from us. That if we put our trust in him, he will take it away. We know that this will work because Jesus, the one who never ever sinned, he already died for our sin. And then he came back to life, showing that our sin was gone. Jesus saved us from our sin. That's why we call him our Savior. He made us and he saved us. And we follow Jesus because of this. That's why right now we are following our Savior. Following our Savior, our Savior, our Savior. Following our Savior, and with him we will go. You're getting the hang of it. This is good. Final question. When do we follow? And so far we've seen we follow Jesus because he made us and he saved us. When do we do this? We follow him in the good and the bad times. Let me tell you a story. Instead of a car, I used to own a motor scooter to get around. It was absolutely fantastic. On a warm summer's day, you could feel the warmth of the sun on your neck and the cool breeze in your face. I loved it. When the weather was good, it was very easy to be a scooter rider. But when the weather was bad, it was a lot harder. You see, on a cold winter's morning like this morning, riding a scooter is cold and uncomfortable. You have to wear 10 different coats. You have to wear ski gloves just to stop the wind getting in and chilling your bones. And when it gets rainy, it's even worse. And there are some people who only ever ride their scooters when the weather is good. When the weather is bad, they drive their car instead. Now, I can understand that. But when I had a scooter back in the day, it was my only way of getting around. It was my only vehicle. I drove in the good and in the bad. And sometimes following Jesus can feel like riding a scooter. When things are good, it's really easy to follow him. In the book of Acts, there are times when Paul told people about Jesus And they just started following. It was amazing. He thought, man, this is easy. But there were times when it was a lot harder. One time Paul preached about Jesus and people were so upset that they put him in prison. To make things worse, they shipped him to another prison on the other side of the sea. And while the ship was going through the ocean, a massive life-threatening storm hit. It got so bad that the captain of this ship gave up all hope of saving his passengers. They were in lots of trouble. And here was Paul in prison chains on a ship in the middle of a storm. Things couldn't get much worse. It was very hard to follow Jesus then. But Paul didn't give up. Instead, he prayed to God to help him, and God answered him. He told Paul not to be afraid, that he would protect him even through the storm. And God did. He finally got to safety and ended up in a place called Rome. And with his friend Luke, he wrote down all the stories we have in the Bible, in the book of Acts that we've been looking at this week. He did this because he wanted us to follow Jesus in the good and in the bad. And Christians today are still doing the same 2,000 years later. Friends, it's been such a great week together as we've looked at Paul's adventure in the book of Acts. It's helped us to see that Jesus is the one we follow. And we follow him because he saved us and he made us. And finally, Paul has helped us to see that we follow Jesus in the good and in the bad times, when it's easy and when it's hard. That's why we keep following our Savior. Following our Savior, our Savior, our Savior. Following our Savior, and with him we will go. Good luck getting that out of your head.